Okay, so we wanted to see Siman Kuf Ches. The last time we learned, we saw huge machloikas in Tosfos between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif. In Rabbeinu Yoina, this was called the machloikas between the Rabboni Tsarfas and the Chachmi Provincia. And that is when you have Rosh Chodesh one day, Mincha, you forgot Yalev Yavoi, and you only remembered that night. Had you remembered on the spot, you would have repeated Shmon Esra. If you only remember that night, the question is of Tashlumin. So Rabbeinu Yehuda, which was the opinion also of the Rabboni Tsarfas, says, there's absolutely no point in doing Tashlumin. Why not? Because you've davened. And if you've davened, the only thing you've missed out is Yalev Yavoi, but you're not going to get that Yalev Yavoi Kamariv, because it's Motzer Rosh Chodesh, so what's the point of davening? Says the Rif and the Chachmei Provincia that it's not true, you do daven again. And the way Rabbi Yoina explained is because if you miss out Yalev Yavoi, it's basically considered as if you haven't davened at all. So if you haven't davened at all, of course you've got to daven that night, even though it's a completely different Shmoneh Esrei. So we saw the last line that Rabbi Yoina himself says that it's a machloikas, and he brings in the name of his Rebbe that it's a sofik, what to do. So he says, therefore, best would be to daven again and make it a nedova. What does it mean, make it a nedova? It means you stipulate, make a tanai. If I'm really chayev to daven the second Shmoneh Esrei, here it is. And if I'm not, then it's going to be a tefillah on a voluntary basis. Which, as we remembered last time, we discussed, that's all fine and well during the week. But on Shabbos, you don't have that etzah. Why don't you have that etzah on Shabbos? Because there's no such concept as a tefillas nedova on Shabbos. So therefore, if, for example, Rosh Chodesh would be on a Friday, if Rosh Chodesh would be on a Friday and you missed Yalev Yavoi Kam Mincha, then Friday night you'd get yourself into this big machlokes. Under ordinary circumstances, we'd say, fine, you have to hedge your bets, daven once, and then the second time round make it tonight, but you won't be able to do that on Friday night. That's what's going to emerge. Let's have a look how this all pans out, lahalacha, in the Shulchan Aruch.
Could you do it Motzei Shabbos, a nedava?
Nope, too late.
It has to be an extra... Yeah, but it's a nedava.
Doesn't matter. But it's not going to help for Tashlumin. You can always do a nedava if you're Machadosh, Dova, whatever, but for Tashlumin, it has to be the next Shmoneh Esrei. It has to be the next Shmoneh Esrei. So we're up to Sif Tes. To'o v'loi hispalel mincha be'erev Shabbos. If somebody did not daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. So this was a Gemara. Mispalel arvis shtayim. What does that mean? Shel Shabbos harishoino, because the first filler you have to do is always the chiv, and then you do the catch-up. Shabbos, shall Shabbos horishoino la'arvis, v'hashniya l'tashlomin. So far no chidushim, says the Ramah, Hagav, hu adin, im lo yispalel mincha be'erev Rosh Chodesh. This is so far nothing to do with our machloikas, Rabbein Yehuda and the Rif. They were talking about on Rosh Chodesh, here's talking about erev Rosh Chodesh. Then, if you forgot mincha, come tomorrow, you're going to have to do two Shmoneh Esreis, and you're going to do Yalev Yavoi twice. Mispalel shel Rosh Chodesh shtayim. V'im loy hizkir Yalev Yavoi barishoino v'hizkir b'shnio tzorich lachzor v'lehispalel. Now this is a halacha that we have not seen, but it's very similar to the halacha of Abdullah. Again, you davened two Shmoneh Esreis now. Why? Because you missed out on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Erev Rosh Chodesh. Now, you're supposed to do the first davening, Mariv, the second one, the catch-up for Mincha, but you're supposed to put Yalev Yavoi in both. In the event that you only did Yalev Yavoi, in which Shmoneh Esreis? Not in the first, only in the second. So what have you demonstrated? You have clearly shown that what were you...
First, and that
the rest. You were trying to make the Tashlum in the first. So therefore you're considering the first mincha, your first filler, your mincha catch-up, and that's why you didn't do Rosh Chodesh, because the tefillah that you missed out was mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Ah, well that's exactly the same as our Gemara, where you put Havdalah in the second Shmoneh Esrei, which means you made the first one tashumen, and that won't do. Therefore, what do you have to do? Sorry, therefore your second ma'ariv will be okay, but you haven't yet got the tashlumen, because the second ma'ariv will become your first, and the second one is now going to have to be the third one. Avalim loy his kir b'shtehen. If you did not say Ya'al v'yove in either, oy his kir b'rishoyin of loy b'shnia, then ain't tzorech lachzer. If you did not say, you did not say Rosh Chodesh in either of them, then you're okay. Why are you okay?
You don't say, I have to say Rosh Chodesh at night.
No. Right, so who, we have a wonderful quiz question. Ramosh Zelig. How about this for a great quiz question? We should do this on a Greybeard's trip. How can it be, unbelievable question, how can it be Rosh Chodesh night, you daven Shmona Esra? If you don't say Ya'al v'yavoy, you're okay. And if you do say Ya'al v'yavoy, you've got to repeat Shmona Esra. What a great quiz question. Well, this is the Ramah. If you don't say Ya'al v'yavoy, absolutely fine. Every Rosh Chodesh night, if you don't say Ya'al v'yavoy, okay. And if I do say Ya'al v'yavoy, then I've got to repeat Shmona Esra. How can that be? The answer is, yeah, you put Ya'al v'yavoy in your second Shmona Esra. So you demonstrated that the first one was Tashlumin, so you messed up, so you've got to repeat it. Great quiz question. Anybody gets the answer? Trip for two, up north with the Greybeards. Yeah, Reb Nachum.
Does that mean, in that first case, that's his Kavana, or he just forgot?
No. We assume that's his Kavana. That was the Chiddush of the Gemara, Al-Gabba Havdalah.
Right, but I'm saying, but the Ramah is just, how do we know that's his Kavana?
That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara says, you put Havdalah in the first and not in the second. Goli Daita, you've been Megala Yodas, that clearly you considered the first one as Tushlum.
So if you just made a mistake,
then it'd be different. Now, the Ramah concludes, so too, if you said Ya'al v'yavoy in the first tefillah and not the second, you're also okay. Why not? Because there the first one indeed was Ma'ariv. The second one was Tashlumin, so for normal rules apply. Which is, if you forget Ya'al v'yavoy in Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, you're okay. Big chidushim over here. Okay. So let's have a look now. Mishnah Berurah. Tess. So we're referring to the case where what? Where you did not daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. So if you'll do two Shabbos Shmona Esras Friday night, says Mishnah Berurah. Afal gav she'bo'ol le'tashlum min shochoil. Even though this is coming for a tashlumin of a weekday Shmona Esra, so why does it help to do a Shabbos Shmona Esra? Mikol mokayim kivin she'achshav hu Shabbos. Nonetheless, seeing as now it's Shabbos, doesn't matter what you're catching up from. But look at the situation presently. Now it's Shabbos. Mispalel oisa gamkein shol Shabbos. Therefore, the tashlumin tefillah will also be shol Shabbos. Will also be of Shabbos. Why? Because you look at the time that you're actually davening and not the tefillah that you missed out. Ve'im to'o ve'hispalel hashnia shel choil. Now what would be if you did daven that second Shmona Esra, weekday Shmona Esra? So you didn't switch the order. The first Shmona Esra was your ma'ariv, you did a Shabbos Shmona Esra. Your second Shmona Esra, which is your tashlumin, you made a mistake in thinking that you've got to do a weekday Shmona Esra, and that's what he did. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chiddush, potter mehispalel, then you're okay. Then you're okay. Unless you switch the order. If you do a weekday Shmona Esra first, what will be the halacha? Then what have you shown by doing a weekday Shmona Esra first? You've shown that you thought that the first one is Tashlumin. That's what he says. Vim hiktim bezeh shel ashel choyel shel Shabbos. But if you first put the weekday and then the Shabbos, you're in trouble. Lo yotza lukal alma why shari nika? Because again, it's recognizable. Shehiktim hatashlumin. Fine. Okay. Go to the next page. Go to the next page. Mishnah Berurah Sifkoten Chof Zayin. Mishnah Berurah Sifkoten Chof Zayin. Tzorich Lachzer. What is this referring to? This is referring to the fellow who put Yalaviyovay only in the second Shemona Esra, thereby demonstrating that he thought that the first one was Tashlumin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Bezer over here, Shaloi his Kibarishaino. Seeing as he did not mention Yalaviyovay in the first Shemona Esra, Goli Daito, he has clearly shown, the Neschavin Bo. That is Kavona in it. What does in it mean? In the first Shemona Esra, is l'shem tashlumin, and that's problematic. Shal erev Rosh Chodesh, t'havachol. V'kvar mavua b'tchilas ha-simon, and we've already explained in the beginning of the simon, dim hiktim ha-tashlumin l'shel choyv d'lo yotzo. If ever you put the tashlumin prior to the choyv, you're not yotzo, k'moy b'havdolak, like we're going to see, b'sif sha'acharzeh. In the next sif, we're going to see the same rules, not with regard to Yal v'yavoy, with regard to Havdalah. If you put Havdalah only in the second tefillah, then once again, what have you shown? That you've made the first one a tashlumin, and that's a problem. And therefore, Al Kain, Yachzei v'yispalel oiso hatefillah. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah Chiddush, v'hainu dafka, that's only true, k'sheha tashlumin bo, when the tashlumin is coming, machmas tefillah she'eino yishol Rosh Chodesh. Why are you doing a tashlumin in our case? It's because of a tefillah which was not on Rosh Chodesh. When was it? On Erev Rosh Chodesh. Remember, you missed out mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. So, you asked this before, Reb Nachum. I'm trying to step in to this fellow's mindset. I know he missed out Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and he did two Shmona Esras Mariv. First one, no Yal Aviyavoy. Second one, yes Yal Aviyavoy. Now, I'm going to play mind reader. So until now, how have I been mind reading? I've said, well, I can probably safely assume that why did he put Yal Aviyavoy only in the second Shmona Esra, not the first one? The answer is, what was he thinking? Clearly, that the Tashlumin is the first. And that's no good, so you've got to repeat the whole thing all over again. But again, I'm playing mind reader. But why am I assuming that? Because he did something strange. He put Yal v'yavoy in the second, not in the first. Ah, so probably he was thinking that the first tefillah was a Tashlumin. Tashlumin for what? For Mincha, which was not Rosh Chodesh. That's why he didn't say Yal v'yavoy in his first Shmona Esra. Imagine you'd have exactly the same scenario, says the Mishnah Berurah. Again, v'hainu dafka, k'shetashlumin bo machmas tefillah she'eino Rosh Chodesh. That's only when you're doing a tashlumin for a non-Rosh Chodesh tefillah, i.e. your mincha, which you missed out on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Tekevin sheloi hizkir Yal v'yavoy barishayna, seeing as he did not mention Yal v'yavoy in the first one, goli adaite, what does it mean, goli adaite? He has revealed his mind, the tzoli, that he has davened barishayna, adaita, he had in mind, tashumin shal yoyim choyl. Fine, avol, but what would be in the following scenario? Im hoya Rosh Chodesh beis yomim. Imagine Rosh Chodesh would be two successive days. V'loi hispalel mincha b'yoyim rishon shal Rosh Chodesh. And he didn't daven mincha. He didn't daven mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Come Mariv now the second night. Shetzorich lispalel arvis shtaim. Fine. Now, what would be v'loihizki barishayna yal v'yavoy? What would be in this case? Press pause now for the moment. Don't look in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's try and work this out ourselves. You've got 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Imagine today will be Rosh Chodesh Sunday. Also tomorrow, Monday. Somebody, mincha time today, did not say yal v'yavoy. Okay, so it comes tonight, which is again Rosh Chodesh all over again, and he's got to do two Shmona Esras, both with Yal v'yavoy, and in the first he did not say Yal v'yavoy. Now over here, there's more room for leniency. Why is there more room for leniency?
It's 2 days.
Because it's 2 days, therefore you've got no right to assume that just because he didn't say Yal v'yavoy in the first Shmona Esra, probably that means that's a tashlumin. Tashlumin for what? For mincha today. Mincha today also did have Yal v'yavoy. that that's not the same as when you're doing a tashlumin for a non-Rosh Chodesh Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, there's pointless assuming, totally pointless to assume, the first one he probably had in mind tashlumin. Really? So why did he miss out Yalav Yavi then? So therefore, what's the more likely interpretation? Why did he miss out? Because he forgot. Well, if you forgot, then normal rules apply. What's halach when you forget Rosh Chodesh on Mariv on Rosh Chodesh? You don't have to repeat. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein sarech lachzav l'spala, why? The lekaraya. Because now we no longer have a proof de bishvil tashlumin hispalel oisa. We don't have a proof that he was because of tashlumin that he did that first Shmona Esra. That's not true. It's not true. So why did he miss out Yalav Yovei? He clean forgot. So you don't have to repeat it. Now, here comes your case, Reb Nachum. Ois kosvu achreinim. Remember, we're playing mind reader. So we're telling this person, I know why you missed out Yalav Yovei in the first Shmona Esra. Why? Because clearly you thought that what? It was tashlumin, therefore that's no good. But what happens if the person will tell you, no, sorry, you got it wrong. I know the rules. I know the choiva has to be first. I know the tashlumin has to be second. That's exactly what I did. Really? So how come you didn't say Yalav Yovei in the first Shmona Esra? Because I forgot. So what will be the halacha then? Okay. You're definitely okay.
Isn't that the same argument we had over here in Rashi and Tosfos?
We'll have to come back to that in the next sif. We'll see that. One second. Oid kosvu achreinim, demashe kosvu harama, that which the Rama says, de imloi hiski barishayino, vihiskir b'shnia, that if you did not say Yalvi Yovei in the first Shmoneh Esrei, but you did in the second, tzarech lachzo, you have to repeat it. Say the achreinim, hani mili bestoma. What does that mean, bestoma? That's all true and well in the regular case, so we're going to have to assume that you meant tashlumin first time round. Aval im kivein beferush. But if he clearly and specifically intended that the rishayna should be l'shem choiva, not the tashlumin, it's just that what, that he forgot Yalav Yavoi, vashni l'shlumin, then yotza, he's fine. Because what's happened? He forgot Rosh Chodesh. Fine. If you forget Rosh Chodesh, it's not the end of the world. Now, let's see the next sif, because the next sif is the same halacha. And that's what we saw in the Gemara. Now it comes with regards to Havdalah coming up. To'o v'loi hispalel mincha b'Shabbos. So we just discussed Erev Shabbos. Now we're talking about Shabbos itself. If you made a mistake and you did not daven mincha on Shabbos, mispalel b'motzah Shabbos, you will daven on Motzah Shabbos. What will you daven? Shtayim shel choil. Again, same as in the last sif, even though the Shmoneh Esrei you're now going to daven is actually different to the Shmoneh Esrei that you're doing catch-up for. Doesn't matter. You look at now, not at then. Mavdil Barishoino. Now here comes the Chiddush. This is the difference between the last sif and this sif. Here we say Mavdil Barishayna Veinoi Mavdil Bishnia. Now let's press pause for a moment again. Here we see a fundamental difference between the last sif and this sif. In the last sif, what was the case? You did not daven mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. Come now, Leil Rosh Chodesh, and what's the halacha? You've got to do two marivs. When do you have to do Yalav Yovei in which Shmoneh Esrei? In both. But in the equivalent case of when you didn't daven mincha on Shabbos and you're davening Mariv, where will you put the Avdolah?
First.
Only the first one. Nobody in the world says you're supposed to do Avdolah in both. In a minute we'll see what happens if you did do it in both.
Nachum said that a long time ago.
That was your Havamina. So why indeed you only put Avdolah first time round? Clearly Havdolah is different to Yalav Yovei. If it wasn't, then we should say, just like you have to do both Shmona Esras with a Yalav Yavoi. L'chayre, you should do both Shmona Esras with a Havdalah. And we say, no, Mavdal Barishayna. Why any Barishayna? So before we continue, let's immediately see the Mishnah Berurah Chof Ches. Mishum da Havdalah, dai bepa'am echod. Because when it comes to Havdalah, it's enough to say it once. Masha'ein came b'Shabbos. All the mentions of Shabbos. V'Rosh Chodesh, t'tzorech lahazkira b'chol hatfilois. All other mentionings have to be mentioned every davening. And therefore, Al-Kain, that's why posak b'sif ha'koidim, that's why in the previous sif we said, to mispalel shel Shabbos v'shel Rosh Chodesh, shtayim. But over here, we did not say you have to do Havdalah shtayim. Why? Because you only need to do one Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. And as we once explained, essentially, Havdalah has nothing to do really with Shmona Esra. As we know, the main takana is you do Havdalah al Hakos. They said also put it in davening, but it doesn't become essential part of davening. And therefore, you only need to do it once at best. Okay, back into the Shulchan Aruch. So, when do you do Havdalah? Only first time round. Now, it does become the same as the last Sif, and that is if what happens if you didn't put Havdalah in the first Shmona Esra? Ve'im loy hivdil bari shayna, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you did not put Havdalah in the first, ve'hivdil b'shniya, and you did put it in the second, so what have you shown again? You made Teshuvin first. So your second Shmona Esra is great, but your first one isn't. Therefore, Shnia also loy. So your second one is good. Barashayna loy also loy. But again, Vim hivdil b'shneim oy loy hivdil b'shneim yotza. So again, you'll have a wonderful quiz question. Second question on the grey beard tools. How can it be on Motzah Shabbos if you did not say Havdalah in Shmona Esra? You don't have to repeat davening. And if you did say Havdalah in Shmona Esra, you do have to repeat davening. How can that be? It sounds totally counterintuitive. The answer is no, this is the case. If you don't say Havdalah at all, you're fine, b'dieved. But if I did say Havdalah in the second Shmona Esra, then you're in big trouble because you've shown you flipped the order. Same as Rosh Chodesh. So we have two great quiz questions. The answer is really the same. How can it be that if you don't say Yal V'Yavoy on Leil Rosh Chodesh, or if you don't say Havdalah on Motzah Shabbos, b'dieved, you're okay? And if you do say it, b'dieved, you're not okay. So saying it is actually worse than not saying it. How can that be? The answer is, in the case of Tashlumin, where you put the addition in the second tefillah only. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot n'choftes, loy ol saloy, demi boy alay, because it was required of him, la'akdumi, to give precedence to choivas shaite, the choiva of the hour, bereisha in the beginning. And vohu gilodaite, and he's clearly shown that what was his mindset? Shehaspalel horishoyna letashlumin. V'chein tzorach lachse v'lispalel achas letashlumin b'loy havdola. Now, Reb Nachum again, same case as you mentioned before. Avo ach im kivein b'machshavtoi. But if he clearly thought in his mind shehorishoyna lechiyuva, so he did know the rules, he just clean forgot. V'hashniya letashlumin. And that which he switched round the Havdalah is not because he thought that the first one was Tatashim. It was just a plain mistake. It was a mistake. He didn't intend to switch the order. Then Ein Tzorech Lach, so he does not need to daven again, like we said before, with regard to Yal V'Yavoy.
So at the end of the day, he has to be honest with himself and right. Say, in what way did I make the mistake?
Right. Go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sikot Lamed Aleph. Loi Hivdil, if you didn't do Havdalah at all, then you're okay. She'ein Chozrin B'Shvil Haskaras Havdalah B'Tfilah. We never send you back for merely making a mistake of not saying Havdalah in Tfilah. Because you can always say Havdalah al-Hakos Fine. The rest is already Havdalah halachas. Okay. Now go to the Shulchan Aruch, Siman, Sif Yud Aleph. Now this will be the whopping machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rif, or the Rabbonei Tzarfas and the Chachmei Provincia. Now, just to add one more line, because then we'll understand the Shulchan Aruch better. Remember, they were actually discussing two cases, not one. One case was if you daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh with no Yalav Yovi. So what do you do on Maariv? Motzer Rosh Chodesh. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda, there's no point doing Tashlumin because you've already davened. The only thing you forgot was Yalav Yovi. You're not going to get that second time round. And the Rif disagreed. But if you remember, there was a second case that they disagreed. It was the same type of machlokes. And that is, what happens if you davened Shabbos Mincha, 18 brachas, you just didn't mention Shabbos. Remember we said essentially you should be davening 18 brachas on Shabbos as well. We don't do it because V'tircha or Bakashas, whatever it may be. It's exactly the same machlokes. Kam Motzer Shabbos. Now, what did you miss out first time round? You missed out Shmoneh Esra? No, I davened Shmoneh Esra. I just didn't mention of Shabbos. So Kun Trobein Yehuda, what will be the halacha?
Say it again.
You don't say it again? Because what are you going to gain? Davening again? I've already davened. And according to the Rif, you would daven. Because not saying Shabbos on Shabbos is like not davening. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ta'o b'mincha shol Shabbos. What happens if somebody makes a mistake on Shabbos, mincha, for his spalel yudches? And he davened 18 brachas, which nowadays is 19. V'loy hizkir shel Shabbos, and he did not make mention of Shabbos, obviously, because he davened the weekday Shmoneh Esra. So what would you pass on halacha? If you were writing the Shulchan Aruch of Nachum, what would you write?
That he has to do it again.
Why are you passing like the Rif?
It's as if he didn't say it. If
that's the Machlokes. So who are we passing like?
I would say the Rif.
Why? We saw Rabbeinu Yonah says it's a Sofik. So you do the second one as a Nedova. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Mispalel b'motzer Shabbos shtayim ve'inoy mavdil b'shnia but v'yispalel oisa b'toiras Nedova. Why do you have to daven it as a nedava? As we said before, it's a machloikas. Says the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch, ve'ein tzarech l'chadish b'adov. You don't have to add anything. V'hu adin, and the same would apply im loy hizkir yale v'yavoy b'mincha shol Rosh Chodesh. This is the machloikas. If you did not say yale v'yavoy mincha on Rosh Chodesh, kam motzer Rosh Chodesh, what will you do? Well, enormous machlokes, Rabbeinu Yehuda versus the Rif, Rabbonei Tzarfas versus Chachmei Provincia. Halacha l'maisa, you do two Shmoneh Esras, but the second one you have to do as a Nedova. Or at least you stipulate that it might be a Nedova. Have a look at the Mishnah Berura. Mishnah Berura Sikot Lama Beis. Yesh bezeh machlokes, says the Mishnah Berura. You should know there is an enormous machlokes about this halacha. And Baruch Hashem, we learned this machlokes. Hatoisvus b'shem the Ri, who's the Ri, Rabbeinu Yehuda, svirele de ein tzarech lach zayir b'shvil zed. You don't have to go back. Why not? Very different. Don't kvai spalo shmona esra. Rak sheshachach shal Shabbos. The only thing you forgot was Shabbos. All right. Ukeshe yashlim. And if you go and do Tashlum and V'yispalel Shmoneh Esra again, you're not going to gain much. Why not? V'lo yazkir shol Shabbos. You're not going to mention Shabbos. It's now Motzer Shabbos. Ma yarviach. Remember those famous words. What are you going to gain? Kuntra ben Yehuda? Nothing.
Nothing.
Ma yarviach b'zeh Tashlumin. That was opinion number one. V'chach me provincia. We saw this in Rabbein Yehuda. It's also the opinion of the Rif. Sphirele that no. The mash is palel yud ches beloy Shabbos. Have a kielu loy is palel klal. You didn't daven. Don't tell me you davened, but you just forgot Shabbos. That's called not davening. Kiven shaloy osad kedin. So we have a big machlaikas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore we take the middle position. Va'al kein, hichriu ha-poiskim. Therefore the poiskim decide, sheyachzei lehispalel. On the one hand, yes, you should go and daven again, but on the other, b'toiras nedova. You should do so as a nedova. Why as a nedova? Because it might be an amuchiv. You don't need to do a chiddush. Remember we said in an ordinary nedova, you always have to add something. Here you don't, because you might be mukhiyev. Kiven sheyesh svara shetzorach lachse velispalo mitzad hadin, therefore in chiddush gadol mizeh. Okay. Now, this is a little bit confusing. And I'll tell you why it's a little bit confusing. Because when the Shulchan Aruch, and so far the Mishnah Berurah says that the second Shmoneh Esrei is b'toiras nedova, technically speaking, that's not accurate. Do you know why it's not accurate? Because it's a sofik nedova. Why is it a sofik nedova?
So it might really be tashlum.
Because you're right, really be tashlum. According to the Chachmei Provincia, you're actually mukhiv to daven. So when the Shulchan Aruch says b'teiras nedova, that's technically inaccurate. What the Shulchan Aruch really means is you must stipulate. Tonight. Look what the Mishnah Berurah says in Lamed Gimel, b'teiras nedova, hainu, what that means is, sheyasne. I.e., you should stipulate. V'yoyman, you should say as follows. Im chayev ani. If indeed I'm chayev to do a second Shmoneh Esrei, according to which opinion, the Chachmei Provincia, harizeh l'chayvosi. So this is a chayev then, absolute chayev of tashlumin. V'im lav. But if I'm not mukhayev in tashlumin, then harizeh l'nadova. That's what the Shulchan Aruch really means. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very, very, very important line. V'ayin b'prima godim. Says the Heiliger Prima Godim, Dehu Hadin, Kol Sofek Plukta de Rabvasa. Whenever you have any Sofek or Machloikas between the Rabbonim, this is always your joker in the pack. This is what you can always do. Yispalel Benadova Ubetanai. This is a very, very important Prima Godim. So whenever you have a machloikas, I don't know, do I daven again or I don't daven again? So I'm stuck. No, I'm not stuck. Because I've always got this option of doing the second one and make a tanai. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, ubitanai, shiyehi sofik plukta mamish. Lo yochid neged rabim. What does it mean, plukta mamish? It's got to be a real machloikas, 50-50. But if it's a yochid neged rabim, if most opinions say that you're not mukhayev to daven, and there's one stray opinion that says you can, they can't do nedava. Because nobody in the world says you're mukhayev except for one stray opinion. Okay. Now, miss out a few words, and look at the end of that line. Uba Shabbos uba Yom Tev ein mispalalin tfilas sofek. Why can't you do a tefillah safek on Shabbos? Because no nedovas on Shabbos. Te'ech yasne. How on earth are you going to make a tanai? What are you going to make a tanai on Shabbos? That maybe this is a nedova? No! Te'ein mevi a nedova on Shabbos. We already said you can't make it a bring a nedova on Shabbos. Go to the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Dalad. The same would be true if you forgot Yalav Yavoy on Mincha on Rosh Chodesh. Rot Saloima, what that means is Shenochain Gamkein. The correct thing would also be Lehispalel Ba'arvis Tfilah Shnia Lahashloma. The second one be Ashloma again on Bateris Adova. Again, Vahainu Mitamanal, Bepnei She'enoi Marviach Klum, because otherwise you don't gain anything Bitfilazu. Shariyal of Yovoy lo Yoima, you're anyway not going to say Rosh Chodesh, she kvar over Rosh Chodesh. V'tfilah Shmoneh Esrei, kvar hispalel. And you've already davened, don't tell me I haven't davened. Excuse me. The Chochmei Provincia says, indeed, you haven't davened. You're right, so it's a machlaikas, therefore you'll hedge your bets and you'll do a second one with it tonight. Aval im belaylo gamkein Rosh Chodesh. But if the night time is also Rosh Chodesh, then you've avoided the machloikas. Why? L'kula alma yispalel. d'hayarviach sheyema yalaviyave. What are you going to say? Mincha time I davened. The only thing I forgot was yalaviyave. But if tonight is Rosh Chodesh, you're going to say yalaviyave. If you can't say, well, my arviach, what am I going to gain? You're going to gain a lot. But of course you do too. Yarviach sheyoyim yal v'yavoy kein kos v'mogen avrom. Fine. Now, go to the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey. B'diyuka nokat yal v'yavoy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch was very particular to give the example of yal v'yavoy. Why? De'im shochach tal u'moto oy mashiv ruach. Or for that matter, you forgot anything else. A mistake which is so severe that you've got to daven again. In other words, if you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, then come night time, of course you've got to do two. Why? Because whether you consider it that I haven't davened, or even if you consider that I have davened, I just forgot Mashiv HaRuach, but you can't say, well, come nighttime, what do I gain? Of course you gain, because you're now going to say Mashiv HaRuach. Says the Mishnah Berurah. That's why the Shulchan Aruch was very particular. Only give the example of Yal HaVayavah, because your Yal HaVayavah has now transpired. Expired. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Vav. We mentioned this halacha as well. She Rosh Chodesh. Im chal Rosh Chodesh be'erev Shabbos. Remember, this is a case that you're very stuck. If Rosh Chodesh is chal on Friday, and you didn't say, Yal aviyav yom mincha, v'hoya Rosh Chodesh rak yom echad, Rosh Chodesh was only for one day, v'shochach b'mincha, lahaskel she Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot to say, Yal aviyav yom mincha, v'nizkar, and you only remembered, Achar shechashecha, only after it got dark. Ein lahashlim klal b'leil Shabbos. Why not? Kiven to einam oil klum. The only option you have is rak sheyochel ispalel b'nedova v'ein mispalelim tfilas adova b'Shabbos. So you have to remember this. Best is, don't forget to say Yal HaVayavah. But if you do forget to say Yal HaVayavah, mincha, erev Shabbos, what do you do Friday night? Only one Shmona Esrei. You don't have the option of doing a second one and make it conditional. Maybe I'll do an Adava. Sorry, you can't do an Adava on Shabbos.
So, but we're doing the Adava not to be Machriya the Machloki as much as to satisfy all opinions. Right?
Correct. We're not Machriya Chomakas. We don't know who's right.
On Shabbos, why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah give us a, like, give a psak?
Because Rabbein Yehuda didn't pass him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm no better than Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah himself says it's machlokes, and he says my Rebbe was Musupik. Finish. So therefore, in ordinary circumstances, you've always got the get-out clauses, which is you cover your head, your bets, right. Cover your bases. How in the dollar? Shabbos, I can't. So it remains a suffix. You have no option. Stuck. So Mishnah Berurah discusses all different types of scenarios. Imagine you would daven mincha and you would forget to say v'sein brocha, and it's the last day of saying v'sein brocha. So tonight is really saying talumota, or the other way around, or with Mashiv Ruach. You can imagine the permutations over here are endless. So you're much better off just davening and not forgetting to say what you're supposed to say. Okay, let's try and finish off the Inyan, even though we didn't actually see this last sif, but we might as well learn it, and that way we finish the Siman. Hatoya umazkir mu'ura shar yomim betfila shaloi bizmano, says the Shulchan Aruch, sif yud beis. What happens if somebody made a mistake? A very interesting type of mistake. Umazkir mu'ura. What's mu'ura? An event. You mentioned an event shaloi bizmano. You thought today was Rosh Chodesh. You said, yeah, I love Yehovah. It's not Rosh Chodesh at all. So if it's, technically, this has nothing to do with halachas of Tashlumin, but the Shulchan Aruch puts it in the same siman. Now, this can very easily happen. Mm-hmm. Right? You have a day after Pesach, Mitzvah Hashem. You'd be saying Ya'al of Yahweh for 7 days straight. Very easy mistake to make. Come Ma'ariv, you say Ya'al of Yahweh again. What do you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Loi have a hafsoka. It's not a hafsoka. What does that mean? It's not a hafsoka. This extremely controversial sif, as we'll see in a moment. It's not considered a hefsek. It doesn't ruin your Shemayna Esra. So you finish davening and you suddenly realize, hey, what did I just do? I just said Ya'al of Yahweh. Even though it's not Rosh Chodesh, or it's not Pesach, fine. It doesn't break up your Shemayna Esra, it's fine. Says the Ramah, however, Miu, however, Im Nizkar Sheto'o, then Pesach Afilu Be'emtza HaBrocha. But if you remembered, you're in the middle of Ya'al of Yahweh, and you suddenly remember, hey, what's going on? It's not Rosh Chodesh. Then you should definitely stop. But yeah, but if you said it, it doesn't matter. But definitely you should stop wherever you are. Now, we're going to see the Mishnah Berurah gets extremely excited about this.
You stop at what point? You've already wherever said
you
it.
Are. If you've said it, you carry on. But if you didn't, and you're in the middle of it, you stop wherever you are. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Zayin, Shaloi Bizmano. What will be an example of that? Kagoyim, for example, Shehizkir Ya'al of Yavoi, Shaloi B'Rosh Chodesh. For example, you mentioned Ya'al of Yavoi, and it wasn't Rosh Chodesh at all. Or V'Choyle Shal Moed, it wasn't Shechol Shal Moed. Oy Shehoysif Shal Shabbos V'Yomtev, or you added a Shabbos Bracha, or a Yomtev Bracha B'Choyle. V'chiyai Gavna, in any similar type case, V'nizkar la'achar shegomar ha'brocha. And you only remembered after, you said al bracha oy kol ha'tfilo, or even worse, after the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So imagine, if you daven Shachris today, and after Ato Kodesh, for some reason, you launched into Ato Echod v'Shimcha Echod. Ato Echod v'Shimcha Mikam v'Yisrael v'Gerechod. Suddenly you say, whoa, what's going on? So what's halacha? The Ramah says, you stop there and then. But if I did carry on and I got back to my Shemoneh Esrei, it doesn't ruin your Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Brura, not poshet. Look at Lamed Ches.
It happens on Friday night all the time.
You can launch into Atochini. So look, that's a separate whole balagan in itself. Loi have a half soccer. It's not considered a half soccer. What does that mean? It's not considered a half soccer. It's not considered a hafsoka such that as a result of it you're going to have to go back to the beginning. You don't have to do that. Fine. So if we would stop over here, we would close the Shulchan Aruch, we'd all go home and think to ourselves, I hopefully will remember to daven the right Shemoneh Esrei. If I accidentally stuck in the wrong bracha in the middle, it doesn't ruin my Shemoneh Esrei. However, V'roiv ho'achroinim, most achroinim, cholkin al psak zeh. Most achroinim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. It's quite a rare instance, but it does happen, that the achroinim overrule the Shulchan Aruch. Why? V'svir alei, because they hold, the loy odif zeh, this is no better, Me'im hifsik besicha be'emtza tefillah. Go to the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Dalad Sif Vav. The Mishnah Berurah sends us there. Kuf Dalad Sif Vav. There's a very important halacha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. What happens if in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei somebody had to stop? He wasn't feeling well, so he sat down for a minute.
As long as it's, he doesn't sit as long as his whole Shemoneh Esrei.
So let's say your Shemoneh Esrei takes 5 minutes. If you sat down for 3 minutes, you get up and you carry on. But if I stopped for 6 minutes,
start over.
Then you've got to start over again. So look at the Shulchan Aruch Sivov. Hoda Amrina. That which we said that im shaha kedei ligmoiris kula. that if you waited so long that you could have in theory finished all Shemoneh Esrei, you got to repeat it. B'koirei Masha'arinon. We're talking about somebody who's actually reading the Shemoneh Esrei. But imsoch b'tfilah, what does it mean, imsoch b'tfilah? If you talked, that's something else. Dinoi le'inyin chazora, k'din ha'hafsoka yisvamura b'siman zeh. Then it's like a hefsek mamash. That's much worse. That is much worse.
What was the first case?
First case is less relevant to us. The first case is less relevant. What's relevant to us is the second part of the Shulchan Aruch. If you talk in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, look at the Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkot and Chaf Hei. Have you got the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Hei there? Rot Saloima, what that means is as follows. De'imsoch be'emtza bracha. Imagine in the middle of the bracha you spoke. Sicha mu'etes. What does that mean, sicha mu'etes?
Short speech.
Even a minimal speech. All you said was hello. Or bless you to the guy next to you who just sneezed. Va'afilu im loy shoho alideze k'dei ligmor oisa bracha. Even if it wasn't a very long speech, it wasn't so long that you could have finished all bracha. Choyze leroy shabrocha.
The beginning of the bracha, not to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei.
If you spoke so long that you could have finished all Shemoneh Esrei, then you go back, he discusses it. But in time we see that what? That if you speak in the middle of davening, you've got to go back to the beginning of the bracha. By the way, what happens if you spoke in the first three brachas? We always have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Remember, the first three brachas are like one. Now let's come back to our siman. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you're accidentally stuck in the wrong bracha, what's the halacha? It's not a hefsek. Says the Mishmura, why is that any better than talking in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? And therefore the Achronim will disagree with this Mishnah of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, V'roiv Achronim, back to our Mishnah, Bura, Cholkim al Psak Zeh. They say, I'm sorry, we disagree with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. V'svirlin, they say, D'loi Odif Zeh. This is no better. What's no better? It's no better when you insert the wrong bracha than it is if you insert talking. Is no better than mim hifsik pasicha b'emtza tefila the pasak ha-shulchan aruch le'el. The Shulchan Aruch quite clearly said in Siman Kuf Dalet sivov shetzorich lachzer letchilas bracha. You got to go back to the beginning of the bracha or begimel rishonos v'achronos, or if it's the first three or the last three, you got to go back to the beginning of the set. Choyze letchilas agimel v'ayin le'el shom. Have a look there, says the Chofetz Chaim Shebiaron. We explain there. Kol prote dine asicha, all halachas of talking. And therefore, as far as the Achronim are concerned, inserting Yale v'yovo in the middle of a weekday Shemoneh Esrei is like talking. So it's a problem. Go to the very last line, or actually the second last line. V'ayin b'chaye odom. You have b'chaye odom? Second or third last line?
Third
last line. V'ayin b'chaye odom, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is the final psak. Klal kof hei shekosav. He writes as follows. Bein le'inyan sicha b'shoigeg b'tfila. Whether with regard to talking in davening by accident, ubein le'inyan shehizkir dovor shaloi bizmanoi, or letchilas habracha, if you did not go back to the beginning of the bracha, we dashed now paskin. What were you supposed to do? Just to get back to the bracha. But if you didn't, kiven shesiyim habracha. Once you finished it, even though you added something which was totally out of place, you're not allowed to go back. Kol shekeinim kva hishlim tfilosei. So, Ramaisa, alach lamaisa. You have to know this forevermore. Best is, daven from a siddur and don't make mistakes. But if you did, you accidentally spoke, or you accidentally inserted the Yael Aviyove. So the Shulchan Aruch says, with regard to Yael Aviyove, what's the halacha? No problem, nothing doing. All the Achronim disagree and they say, it's exactly the same as talking. And that's where we paskin. So if you said Yael Aviyove, then what do you have to do, halacha l'maisa? You have to go back to the beginning of that bracha. Beginning of Ritzi. You're in the middle of davening. Ritzi Hashem, Yael Aviyove, V'sechazeno inenu. Say, whoa, what's that? Why did I just say Yael Aviyove now? So the Shulchan Aruch would tell you that what?
Keep going.
Keep going. Sort of soccer. The Mishnah Berurah says all the Achronim disagree and they say that's like talking. And what's the halacha of talking? You go back to the beginning of the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, that's true. Fine. So we disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and we paskin, both with regard to talking and with regard to sticking in Yael Aviyove Shaloi Bizmano, you've got to go back to the beginning of the bracha. However, once you finish the bracha, I said, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachzir Shechinoso L'Tzion, you don't repeat the bracha. Not only don't you, you're actually not allowed to repeat the bracha. Halacha l'maisa. This is very again, I miss Hashem Pesach. If the day after Pesach you accidentally say Yael Aviyovei, so if you catch yourself in the middle of the bracha, what are you supposed to do? Go back to the beginning of the Ritzei according to the Achronim. Shulchan Aruch would say, keep going. You're supposed to go back. Once you finish, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMachzir Shechinoso L'Tzion. That's that Moedim. It's like, Ega Valt, what did I just do? I just said Yael Aviyovei. Chag HaMatzah Zazeh. It's not Chag HaMatzah, it's Chag HaChometz. Doesn't matter. No problem. But Yevet, you don't go back. In fact, you're not allowed to go back. Ad kan halacha l'maisa. So this is a very complicated siman. In the zechus of learning it, may Be'ezras Hashem not be negia halacha l'maisa, but these shailas do happen. An oinus can always happen. Somebody's unwell, he couldn't daven, he needs to know what to do. So in the standard case, Be'ezras, you do the next one as retires, but when it comes to Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos, and Shchedesh, and all these different funny scenarios, we've got to know what to do. But at least we know where to look up the halacha, siman kufches. Mitzvah Hashem, there should be negia halacha, but loy l'maisa, mitzvah Hashem. Thank you.